Vos per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph 3:11, and some Mishnah this is 3:9. And I'm going to learn just the first half of it, which is all that 3:11 is, according to many versions. This is Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, who said, Kol ha-shiiras cheto kodemes l'chachmaso, anybody whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom, chachmaso miskayemes, his wisdom will endure. V'chol she-chachmaso kodemes l'yiras cheto, but anybody whose his wisdom precedes his fear of sin, in chachmaso miskayemes, then his wisdom will not endure. And some Mishnahs it goes on, but I'll stop there because in the version I'm going to focus on, that's with the next Mishnah. So this is Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Who is he? So he is one of the famous, you know, holy men, miracle workers of the Gemara. The most famous story I think about him is in Brachas Lama Dalad. It says that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who was a teacher, who was, you know, the God of the door in the first generation of Tanaim, had a sick son, and he turned to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza to pray for the recovery of his son, and indeed those prayers were successful. Chanina Mendoza basically curled up a little ball and prayed and prayed, and the son got better. And after that, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's wife was, you know, horror-struck. She said, wait a second, you're Yochanan Ben Zakkai, you're the Gadol HaDor. How come you can't pray for our son? You have to go to this Chanina Mendoza guy. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, listen, I'm like a prince. I'm like a minister to the king. So, you know, when the king's door is locked, the minister has to knock and wait for an appointment, and he can't get in. So if the door is locked, I can't get in. And it looked like the doors were locked from heaven for our son, so I couldn't get in, even though I'm the prime minister. But Chanina Mendoza, he's a regular by Hashem. He's like, you know, like the housekeeper. The housekeeper, the door's closed, he just walks it in. Don't mind me, I'm just doing my business. He has access to the balabais, the king, whenever he wants, because he lives in the house, so to speak. He comes and goes as he pleases. So that's Chanina Mendoza. He was, you know, like Hashem's housekeeper. He was one-on-one with Hashem there all the time, and therefore he had direct access all the time. So Chanina Mendoza is this sort of, this figure there in Tainus. There are a number of stories of his sort of like extraordinary, like basically supernatural activities that emerged from his incredible, his tremendous emunah in Hashem. His really, he was like, believed in Hashem, he had no doubts, therefore he could, you know, sort of do the impossible in many ways. And the Gemara says that kolam kulo nizon bishvil Chanina bini. Hashem says the whole world is supported because of the merit of my son Chanina. V'Chanina bini dial b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, poor Chanina Mendoza, he lived, you know, all week long on like one little, you know, bucket of carobs. Now, his point here is saying that the yiras chet, fear of sin, has to precede wisdom. Now, the bartender learns that when we say precede, we don't mean precede in chronology. We don't mean two stages, two steps. We mean, as he puts it, and this sort of the sentiment is echoed, it's a Kabbalistic sentiment, really, but it's echoed in the Lecha Dodi, but the way I'll quote the bartender's words as he says them exactly, which is, Tchilas ha-machshava hu sof ha-ma'ase. What's the first in thought becomes the last in action. The idea being that what's motivating your desire to learn? If it's to establish a relationship with Hashem and to conform with His will, that's Yiras Chet, right? So then, what's motivating you is you want to do right by Hashem and be aligned with Him, so therefore you want to learn His Torah. Then your learning is going to stay with you, because the basic principle is that when one learns something, if he thinks it's important for him for his own agenda, he'll remember it. If it's not important for his own agenda, he promptly forgets it. So if your agenda is you want to not run afoul of Hashem's will, you want to live with Hashem, connect Him, be aligned with His will, so then the Torah will be very important to you and will stick with you. But if that's not your agenda, your agenda is simply you want to learn for the sake of learning, you're interested because of curiosity, so then you'll learn it. And then you'll forget it because it's not that, it's interesting and entertaining to learn, but it's not especially important to retain what you've learned. And one doesn't have to look very far to see examples of that. So Chanina Mendoza's point, therefore, over here is that a person really has to inculcate himself, first of all, this desire to be aligned with the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, and then his learning will, you know, will have that extra meaning, which will make sure that it's naturally it's retained by him. There are others who learn, by the way, that this actually is chronological. I mean, there's two stages to a person's education, if you will. The first stage has to be focused on Yiras Chet, Yiras Hashem, first focus on the taking Hashem seriously. And then stage two, if you will be Talmud Torah, amassing wisdom. And if you don't do that, in that order, the amassing of the wisdom will not be retained by you. So, you know, I think the simplest illustration of that would be in terms of the context of chinuch, when you're raising a child. You know, your child, when he's young, he's in his, or she's in her, you know, single digits. So the first thing you want to know, you want to teach them is not, you know, shor shnoga chasapara. You're not about details of, you know, how to learn a Gemara. No, no, no. First, you want to inculcate in the child, the young child, the importance of that there is a Hashem and that his will is what matters and we are here to serve him and you have to take him seriously. You have to put that into the heart of the child. And then the child will say, okay, so step two, let me learn what I got to do. Let me understand his Torah. If not, then it won't stay.